from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Trump is warning Iran to agree to a nuclear deal before Israel unleashes something even more brutal upon the country. Posting on Truth Social after Israel launched strikes against Iranian military and nuclear sites, Trump said the time for Tehran to act is now, before there is nothing left. Trump also said he remains committed to a diplomatic solution, with another round of talks scheduled to take place in Oman Sunday. Today, he will be meeting with his National Security Council to discuss Israel's military strike. New Jersey's first female governor is hoping Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill wins the governor's race in November.
Christine Todd Whitman telling the Philadelphia Inquirer that she believes Mikey Sherrill, who won this week's primary for the Democrats, is the right person for the job, knowing how to manage and lead. The Republican Whitman has backed other Democrats in the past, just campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris last year. In her sit-down with the Inquirer, she added it would also be really nice to have another woman in that role. Sherrill will face off against Republican nominee for Governor Jack Cittarelli, who is backed by President Trump. Jennifer Polsoni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The number of shooting victims in New Jersey dropped to 778 last year, a 16% decrease from 2023, and a major drop of around 50% from 2012. Attorney General Matt Platkin says it's thanks in large part to the work his office has done to curtail gun violence.
Everybody wants safer communities. And when we empower people to be a part of that process and work with law enforcement, we can be more effective.
On Thursday, Platkin announced new guidelines for how law enforcement and community-based violence intervention programs should work together. He says so far this year, the state is on track for another decrease in shooting victims. With only days left in the current school year, a senior prank at a Middlesex County high school appears to have gotten out of hand. South River High School was forced to close for the day yesterday as workers cleaned up toilet paper that was strewn about, as well as furniture that was blocking hallways and lockers. The South River mayor says while most kids have done their share of mischief, this went too far. Nothing was broken or stolen. Police are investigating. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will this weekend get wet? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Clouds and cool temperatures may be a bigger problem this weekend than rain. It's going to feel like typical April weather. Happy Father's Day weekend. Our wet weather is going to roll in late this evening with scattered rain, low temperatures in the lower 60s. And then rain continues through tomorrow morning. I think by the afternoon, we'll trend drier with just some lingering showers, hit or miss stuff around. Cloudy and relatively cool tomorrow. Highs only reach the mid-60s. Sunday, a few spot showers through the day. It'll still be overcast with highs in the upper 60s. And then one more unsettled weather day on Monday with a continuing chance of rain. Highs again stuck in the 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Newark 77, Edison 78 degrees, Mount Holly 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.